Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, my next guest served as Israel's Prime Minister between 2006 and 2009, and while he was in office, he presided over the 2006 Lebanon War, watched Hamas take charge of the Gaza Strip in 2007, and authorised the bombing and invasion of Gaza in December 2008 and January 2009 in Operation Cast Lead after Hamas rocket attacks on Israel. He has now called for the removal of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as Israeli Prime Minister, claiming that every minute he is Prime Minister, he is a danger to Israel. Condemnation of Israel has also continued today after the deadly attack that killed seven aid workers from World Central Kitchen in Gaza on Monday while travelling in a deconflicted zone. You're very welcome, Ehud Olmert, to the programme this evening, and thank you for joining us. Can I ask you about that attack? You were Prime Minister in 2009 when Operation Cast Lead was launched. That only lasted 22 days. You withdrew from Israel, or sorry, excuse me, from Gaza after 22 days. Do you think Israel should withdraw from Gaza now after almost 6 months?
Yes. I think that, first of all, I have to say that I feel terrible about the attack on the World Central Kitchen. Guys, this is terrible. And as an Israeli, I feel that I have to apologize for something that was done. Although, probably mistakenly, I have no doubt that no one had any intention of killing those people. But still, this is a terrible thing, and it should be investigated, and those found responsible should be held accountable for what happened. So that's number one. I think it's very important. It should be emphasized time and again. It doesn't represent the values and not the purposes of this war. We fight terrorists. We don't fight those who want to help citizens in goodwill, as they have manifested.
Although I think close to 200 aid workers have in fact been killed over the course of the conflict.
No, I don't think that 200 aid workers were killed. I'm not familiar with this number. I know about the eight that were killed. And as I said, I think
just to let you know, there have been almost 200 aid workers killed over the course of the conflict.
Well, I'm familiar with this event. And as I said, this is terrible. I personally think that Israel should end the war. We won the war. We have defeated Hamas, as was expected. It had to be done. There was no way that Israel could avoid a counter-offensive after the terrible massacre of Israelis in their homes and in their living room and bedrooms. But now that the military capacity of Hamas was more or less destroyed, I think it's time for us to stop, to bring back the hostages in an agreement, and to pull out from Gaza. Gaza does not belong to us. We have no interest in staying there. It has to be led by the Palestinians. Of course, Hamas must be removed completely, because Hamas is the enemy of peace. Hamas is the enemy of the peace-loving people of the Palestinians. And therefore, we have to pull out.
Yeah. When you say you won the war, I wonder, do you count it as a success, what has happened? Over 32,000 people killed, over half of the buildings in Gaza destroyed, over 100,000 people missing.
Look, you know, I prefer not to argue about the figures that are spread as to how many were killed, how many are missing. I don't know. Every person who is not involved and has was killed is one too many. Mm. Every child that was hit, I don't have to argue about 100,000. For me, one is too many. So, as I said, I am sorry for what happened with the World Central Kitchen, and I'm sorry for every individual that was killed. We had to make this operation because we couldn't let it go. It was obvious. We had to reach out for the leaders of the terrorists. The leaders of the terrorists are not just the enemies of the state of Israel. They are the enemies of all the moderate Muslims.
Sure. But the children, the children have been killed in this war. We're not the leaders of the terrorists. I mean, just yesterday there was a piece in the Guardian newspaper quoting Dr. Fawzia Alvi, who was making rounds in the European Public Hospital in southern Gaza, and she was treating 7 and 8 year olds who had sniper shots to the head. They weren't the leaders of Hamas, were they?
Look, again, I'm not. You don't expect me to argue about something that was said by someone. I don't know the event. I know, and I don't know who shot and who was killed. As I said, every non-involved person that was hit in the course of these operations is one too many. And I regret for every single one. We definitely have no purpose of killing innocent civilians. It is true that in the...
The 7 and 8 year olds lying in the European Public Hospital are innocent civilians with sniper shots to the head, and they are not the only reports we have heard from doctors treating children with shots.
You insist on repeating it, and I insist on not arguing with kind of accusations which have no...
Well, it's not an accusation. It's a report from a doctor who spoke to the Guardian newspaper.
Someone spoke to someone and someone spoke to someone.
Someone who spoke to someone, Ehud. It's a doctor working in a hospital who spoke to a journalist in a UK newspaper. And I have spoken to plenty of people on this program. I could keep going with examples if you would like. I mean, we've spoken to another doctor on this program who has treated an 8-year-old girl who died in the corner of a hospital from burn wounds without any medication for the pain that she was in because there was no medication allowed in. We've spoken to her. You know, because you are making claims that Israel has tried to avoid killing innocent civilians. All the evidence is to the contrary.
First of all, I appreciate very much the degree of patience that you show. You invited me in order to let me say something and not to hear your opinions about Israel, which are well known. So please let me speak.
Make it clear, that isn't an opinion, those are reports.
Yeah, but you are... okay. You know, as I said, I don't want to repeat it. We have no policy of killing innocent civilians. If there is an event that happened, which I'm not familiar with, when I know what happened, like they were sent
to the kitchen. I accept you don't want to speak about something. I understand.
And I think that it's terrible. And this is not our policy. With all the testimonies that you bring, with all due respect, there is nothing more that I can say.
I want to ask you finally about your belief that Benjamin Netanyahu needs to resign. I wonder, do you think he will? And what will come in his place? Do you think there will be a change in policy in Israel if Netanyahu resigns?
First of all, you mentioned that when I was prime minister, you failed to mention that I proposed to the Palestinian leader a two-state solution and a comprehensive peace on the basis of the 6-7 borders. It's a pity that you didn't mention it. You only mentioned the parts of wars which were imposed on us, which as a prime minister of Israel, I was in charge of, and not what we proposed. So there was a different policy in the past, and there will be a different policy in the future. And I hope that the prime minister of Israel will be removed soon. And I believe that a new prime minister will have a different policy. And I very much hope also that the Palestinians will have a leadership that will have the guts, the courage, and the integrity to take part in a peace policy. As I said, I proposed a two-state solution on the basis of the 67 borders to the leader of the Palestinians in formal negotiations, which lasted 2 years. You very well remember probably the Annapolis Convention, And unfortunately, the Palestinians didn't respond to it. There was a chance, an historic chance, that may have changed the entirely the Middle East and perhaps even more. And it was proposed by us.
So you would like to see a return to potentially a two-state solution. I just wonder then, finally, if there is a movement in that direction, would there also have to be an acceptance or acknowledgement by Israel that it cannot continue to do what it has been doing separately in the West Bank in the last year, 500 Palestinians killed in the West Bank in 2023. And at the moment, in the last couple of months, Israeli settlers stealing Palestinian land with impunity.
I think that Israel has to adopt a different policy. I'm against the hilltop youth that are perpetrating violence against Palestinians, and I'm totally against the violence manifested and perpetrated by Palestinians against Israelis. The violence and terror and killing is not just one side.
And it is disproportionate on one side, though, isn't it?
The Hamas are doing, and the Islamic Jihad are doing, is terrible, and it should be condemned just as much as you condemn the violence of some Israelis.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme this evening. That is Ehud Olmert, ex-Israeli Prime Minister.